Expectations change over time, brought about in a variety of ways. A job has traditionally involved you showing up based on a specific schedule to perform tasks and responsibilities based on whatever the needs of the day are. Today, due to both planned and unplanned circumstances, a job maybe can more accurately be called a workplace experience. The way some have reacted when that experience doesn't measure up, that's become known as quiet quitting. Joining us now to explain what quiet quitting is all about and why it's important for businesses to address it is entrepreneur and president of Seven Stage Advisors, which has been a business consultant with companies ranging from IBM to Allstate to American Idol, Carl Gould. How are you today, sir?
I'm great. How are you today?
Appreciate you being here to help us gain a better understanding of this. Carl's website, the number 7, stageadvisors.com. We have a link over at our page. Now, explain first and foremost what quiet quitting is, because it's the title really isn't totally accurate to what the action is.
No, we used to call it in the old days passive aggressive, meaning somebody says they're going to do something, then they just don't do it, and then later on when you catch them, they try to apologize after the fact as opposed to asking for permission before the fact. And so quiet quitting is people that don't want to lose their job or lose their benefits, but there's certain parts of their job they just simply don't like to do, so they just don't do it. And it's up to you as the employer or the manager to kind of catch them and notice it and bring it to their attention and talk through whether or not they are in fact going to start doing that part of their job.
It's almost like the old stereotype of the movie director coming over to the actor to explain the scene, and the actor says to the director, "What's my motivation?"
Well, it would be great if that was the employer-employee interaction and the employee would share that. It's a great analogy. The reality of it is that what happens is a note goes out to all the employees. Everybody needs to be in the office Monday to Friday. And someone comes back and says, "Oh, I'd love to, but I just can't be there Monday and Friday because I've got a commitment I have to take care of during the day." Or Sunday night at 11:59, when it's too late for anybody to make a change, they say, "Not feeling well, won't be in on Monday." And they do the same thing on Thursday. And before you know it, they happen to be sick just on those 2 days of every week.
I guess the term is engaged employees, and I saw a stat from Gallup that classification, although I don't know how honest someone is going to be saying, "Well, I'm not engaged with my job." I mean, it might be a stupid thing to say, but at least by this poll, engaged employees dropped from 36% in 2020 to 32% by early 2022. And I always say, no matter what the poll is, you don't look at them where the number is. You always look at the trend, and that's not a happy trend, is it?
No, it is heading in the wrong direction. And look, the pandemic was what we would call a significant emotional event in most people's lives. They're reevaluating the importance of work in their life. And for the last 2 years, they've been home looking at their work-life balance and just the importance of that job. And a lot of people are just simply saying, life's too short and I'm just not willing to do the parts of my job I don't like when there's other options where I don't have to do them. And so we are seeing a transition in what people are willing and not willing to do. It's a form of specialization, if you will. We're moving the average employee from a generalist, where they did a variety of tasks, to a specialist.
What's no different than what radio did probably decades ago? Now there's no, going old school, there's no 77 WABC that's entertaining the masses. Every radio station has its prescribed demographic that it's targeting. And every business, I guess, in this day and age has to look at that idea in some way, shape, or form. But then turning this to the business owner side, they're looking at this and thinking, okay, wait a minute. I now have to invest more into this position where that person is to get what I should be getting on a status quo. Help them understand where the significance is of how they have to respond to that concept.
Yeah, so the advice we're giving right now to companies that are in this predicament is we're saying to micro-segment or break down the responsibilities of that person's job. In other words, let's look at all the different tasks that that person has to do, and let's break out those tasks, and we're going to give those to other people. And employers, the pendulum is going to swing way back to the employer side. It was on the employee side during the pandemic. It is going to the employer side. And what employers are doing is they're looking at a global workforce, and they're saying to themselves, if it happens on a screen and if it's a redundant task, I can outsource it to somebody somewhere, somebody or some agency somewhere in the world that actually wants to do that work. And technology has really expedited and made those opportunities available more seamlessly than ever. And so you're going to see a massive movement towards outsourcing using virtual employees anywhere in the world. So while the employer might have to have more staff or team members, if you will, those tasks can be done at a much discounted rate to what they're paying right now, because now it's a global workforce. And I say this over and over and over again to employees. So if you're listening, employees, every day that you spend outside the office, you are training your employer to live without you, because you're training them how to work with a remote virtual employee. And if they can find that resource anywhere else in the world, they are going to do it. And if you, in the next 18 months, just about every employee should expect that they will either manage or be part of a virtual team, or they'll be replaced by one. They should have that full expectation over the next 18 months.
Dr. Carl Gould, who is the president of Seven Stage Advisors, the number 7stageadvisors.com is the website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. On Flipside, too, those who are currently in what they call a side hustle, this might be a time of expansion into a full-fledged business for their side of the situation.
Oh, absolutely. And this is a big reason why people don't want to come back to the office, because it's not just that people are lazy or entitled or don't want to do the work. Some of them don't want to give up their side hustle, and they don't want to be in their employer's office doing their side hustle projects. They say, wait a minute, I'm making great money outside of work, and I need a flexible schedule in order to do it. Some of them, the quiet quitting, is because they want to work more, but they want to focus on their area of specialty. And their Upwork has estimated that there are an additional 2 million people who entered the side hustle gig freelance project work during the pandemic. That's a huge number. 2 million people have entered that. So that's a trend that will also continue.
For the business owner, you have your quiet quitters, and you have to do what you can to help them, well, first retain them, because it's easier to retain and reassign versus recruiting. But for the workaholic that you have in that employee population, how do you not lose what you're getting out of someone who is willing to stay late, to come in weekends, to go the extra mile?
What you do with somebody like that who likes accountability, who works hard, is you reward them tremendously. And so it doesn't have to be just about title or the what you say is a revenue generating or non-revenue generating task. If they are somebody who has a work ethic, who is aligned with the company values and will just do just about anything to help the company go forward, reward them handsomely, because it'll send a message to the rest of the company that these are the behaviors that you want. And as a company, you will reward those behaviors.
Maybe this is oversimplifying everything, but does it come down to just basic communication as the owner? Here's what I would like. Here's what I would hope for. How can you fulfill this hope and this like that I'm putting before you?
Yeah, pretty much. As an employer, what you do is you define your core values, you set the standards and the metrics on which this business will be measured, and then you share that with your employees and say, here's what I'm after. If you're into this sort of thing, please stay. If you're not into this sort of thing, please leave. Right? Now, employees, I highly encourage you to go to your employer and say, listen, I love where we're going. I love working here. There are some situations that have come up throughout the course of the pandemic that I am now dealing with that I've never had to deal with before. Maybe I have a homeschooled child, or maybe I have a parent or a loved one I'm taking care of. Maybe we have pets now. Maybe we have to sell our car because we couldn't afford it during the pandemic, or there's a medical issue. So here are the life challenges I am legitimately dealing with. And is there a way that we can craft my employment where I can honor those commitments and still work here? So is there flexibility there? Our experience is if the employee went to the employer will work with you and they will try to accommodate you. But if they don't know about it, they can't help you.
Then getting back to the idea, too, of retention versus recruitment, there is a benefit for that sitting on the employee side as well. Learn more about the business consulting services that Seven Stage Advisors offers businesses of all kinds. It's the number 7stageadvisors.com. He is their president, Carl Gould. Carl, thanks for helping people understand both sides of what is, for some, a confusing, even complicated equation. And it's really just actions bring about solutions. It's the age-old axiom that's age-old because it's true. Thanks for being here.
Well, I hope that was helpful. Thanks so much.